Okay, so since it's other, Mishenechnas other marbin besimcha. Very, very important that we discuss a little bit about simcha as it pertains to bitachon. And we have discussed a little bit of it, and it's sprinkled amongst all the shirim in a certain way, because the main goal, as we've expressed many times, and Shabbat Tachan says right in the beginning, the main goal, and I'll just read it again. Right in the beginning, he says, if I get to play the page at some point, not in the Pesach, I'm sorry. Ach mehusa bitachon hi. This is it. We want to get to this point.
What page?
I'm just page 40. I'm just mentioning one line. Ach mehusa bitachon hi menuchas nefesh abotech. Right. That is the essential line. What is the essence of trust? The peace of mind. The menuchas nefesh. Menuchas nefesh can't just be translated peace of mind, but it means a sense of relaxed state, tranquility, serenity, all those different fancy words. Because you trust. The depth of simcha. Simcha is a big, big sugya. Simcha, there's a lot to talk about with simcha. But at one of the deepest cores of simcha, to truly be happy, right, happy with life, and just in general, to be a happy person, it needs a menuchas nefesh. It needs a menuchas nefesh. Simcha is built off of menuchas nefesh. That's why bitachon directly can cause a person to have simcha. And we're going to discuss a little bit today how that can be. When discussing simcha, again, it's a much bigger, it's a sugya. Simcha is a sugya. It's not just simple like, you buy some ice cream and it's a real world of understanding of, simcha doesn't start in the heart. Just like simcha starts in the head, goes to the heart, and then it goes to the hands. Sometimes you do with the hands, it goes to the heart and it goes up to the head. Or yasher, or chozer, there's different ways. Milamala, milamata, lamalamata, lamala. So the two basic ways of simcha, again, very basic, is you either add things to make you happy, you're lacking something, and you add something. I'm not saying what exactly you're adding, but you have to add something to the system. It could be some stuff. Most people think it's stuff. That's the classic. If I just had that thing, then I'd be happy. It could be adding emotions. Person who doesn't realize this, that's usually not the first place you go, but a person who's devoid of certain emotions, he's not able to be happy. You have to figure out what that is and then add the emotions. And there could be somebody who's lacking something in the mental, whether it's mental clarity, whether it's a way of thinking, and you need to add that. Adding that which we don't have. And very basic, many, many details of that. Then there's another mahalach of simcha. This mahalach goes where you're removing the things that take away your simcha. Sometimes they can connect. Right? But etzim, you have a person, he's alive, he's breathing, healthy, he's got a place to live, he has, let's just say he has a spouse and he has kids. He has all like the checks. And it's a sunny day. Yet he's not happy. Well, sir, what don't you have? Right, we go through it. You're alive? Check. You can see? Check. Breathe? Check. You go through the whole body? Check. Okay, good. You have a job making some money? Check. We're going, right? You go through the whole list. So what's... It's not exactly how I want it. I have a struggle here. It's not exactly the way I would want it to be. I thought it'd be a little bit better. Wait, but sir, you have everything, right? And we went through the checklist. You said check. Yeah. But, we discussed this already, I don't have that. So again, if we would just take the checklist of all the things he has, and we'd put it down in front of a person, and nothing else matters, just that checklist. You imagine, we're looking at this guy. Case study. Guy has X, Y, Z, got all the things. You'd say, is this person a happy person or not? So we would all say, well, based on the checklist, he's a happy guy. Should be very happy. I mean, he's alive. He's got, you go through the whole thing. Then when he asked the guy, not happy. what's happening. He has something that's pulling away at his simcha. But be'etzim, he has it all. There's something pulling away. Right? Simcha is very, very connected, and we can only touch upon this now. Simcha is very connected to another word. Not fully connected, but very, very connected to a certain word. That if you have this, you'll have simcha. When you don't have this, you don't have simcha. And the word is shleimus. Simcha is very connected to the word shleimus, when a person feels whole. Whatever he's in, it's a million different madrigas. I'm not just talking about in general in life. It could be at his job he feels whole, but at house he doesn't feel whole. He could be he feels whole in his learning, but doesn't feel whole in his davening. There's so many places. When you feel whole, when you feel like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, that's a level of simcha. Simcha doesn't have to mean jumping and clapping. It does mean that also. But when a person has a certain shleimus, he's shalem, that's an inyan of simcha. So if a person really should have, you look at the guy on paper, to us, he's an ish shalem. He's got everything. So why isn't he happy? Because there's something pulling away. Not he's not lacking anything. He has everything. There's something else pulling away at him. So when it comes to simcha, again, we're getting a little bit off the bitachon topic, but it's all tied in. We'll see. We'll get it into in a minute, but it's important in general. Simcha, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Simcha is one of the biggest midas that we have to work on. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen when, you know, the money falls in or it's so low level. A person can proactively create simcha in his life and not because he got stuff from the outside. However, we should know that maisim, actions, do cause simcha. In this shir, and most often, it is important to understand that we work from milamala lamata. We have to understand life, we have to understand ourselves, we have to understand what's going on, we have to understand emuna and bitachon and simcha, to understand it. That's the most powerful impression on a person and can create a big change in a person. However, while we're doing that, it is difficult. So therefore, we also can go milamata lemala. Achroi pu'ulos nimshach halavavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a certain science in this world, right? All true science comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All true psychology comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't create anything. If it's true, it came because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in the world. So there is a science, it's a psychology, however you want to call it. We don't need them, it's already in our svarim. That achrei pu'ulos nimshach halavavos. After the actions of a person goes his heart. Generally one thinks, I act the way I feel, which is true. If I'm feeling down, so I walk slower, my davening's weaker, I don't talk with such energy, because I'm feeling in my heart, I'm not feeling good, whatever it is. So therefore my actions follow my heart. However, one can change that. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability that if a person does, he puts energy into his actions. There are certain actions that are automatically cause certain emotions. For example, dancing. Dancing is an action. If it's done with a little bit of with energy and force and you know movement, it creates a simcha.
Mahatma Anthony Robbins calls this motion equals emotion.
Emotion is equals energy in motion. Yeah. So there is a concept, right? So if a person's feeling down, we're going to continue going, but if a person would fake it till you make it, right? Fake it till you make it means fake it because I don't feel happy, I don't feel like dancing. Who cares? If you want to bring yourself up, one mahalach is, again, milamata lamala. This is mishenichnas adamar b'mesimcha. How do you just add simcha? A mahalach is, so listen to music and dance. A lot of good music. Happy music. Just go on your favorite Spotify, Apple, and type in happy music with no words. So you're saved from all the stuff, and I'll play it to you afterwards, but sometimes I'll listen to it. It's amazing. There's a certain science, a certain koch that Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the world through music, certain beats, certain instruments, certain tempos, has the ability to create emotions in a person, if you're willing. Right? Anybody could, right? You have a person, you know, can I try to pick you up? Person says, okay, try. And you pick him up, right? Pick him up. And then the guy says, try again. And then You say, okay. And you try, and you can't get him. Why? The first time, the person just stood there, and he was surrendered himself. The second time, a person, without holding on, he put extra effort into not, right? He put himself down into the ground. He didn't want to be picked up. So if he doesn't want to be picked, he won't get picked up. So we have to want to be besimcha. See, some people are so not besimcha, I don't even want to be besimcha. But that's mamash Yetzer Hara talking. He just, because the Yetzer Hara wants to keep us in that place. He loves when we're in that place. That's why Rabbi Nachman has a whole sugya called Mili Deshtusa. Because Rabbi Nachman knew, he was the greatest Torah psychologist, right? He knew that people would get into this, I don't even want to be besimcha. And they think that they're being correct. I shouldn't feel simcha. I don't deserve to feel. I've heard these words. A lot of things I'm saying is coming from conversations I had this week. I don't deserve to be happy. Like, you're living in the country of happiness. Come on, man. Isn't all America about just happiness?
Aren't there some chazals that say you shouldn't be too jovial or something?
Kalos Rosh is a different story. Lightheadedness, frivolity, that's too much. But simcha, as much as you want. If it's going to lead to bad things, that's a different story. We're not talking about that. We're far from there. So a person says, I don't deserve to be happy. I said, what? It's a craziness. It's an imamsha craziness. I don't deserve. Because they have all, and then they'll tell you all their reasons. And they're stuck. They're really stuck in a really bad place. It's all sheker. The whole thing is sheker. Because I didn't daven well yesterday. I don't deserve to be happy. I haven't done well, you know, a million times in my life. What kind of answer is that? Anyway, so Rabbi Nachman has a powerful avoda called Mili Deshtusa. Shtus means shtuyot, acting silly. Rabbi Nachman says, and you have to know what your madriga is. Sometimes people have to do it in their privacy of their own home. He says, do something silly. Do something silly. Sing out loud. Just dance it out. I'll tell you another, if you have little kids, playing with them with their dolls and making up, like, you know, speaking through their dolls. It's a great mahalach. Jokes. Saying jokes. We're getting back to the bitachon part, I know. But a person has to do silly things. Again, if you want to do it in your own privacy of your home, go right ahead. But do something. You got to break out of this stuff. You have to increase simcha. You have to add something to the system many times. Add it up. Now, I'll tell you ma'isa with that. I'll tell you an amazing ma'isa. I don't think I said it here. I read this. Some ma'isa I read. I don't remember many ma'isa. Like, Rebbe remembers like millions. I remember like six. But one of the six, amazing ma'isa. I read it in a book. I forgot the name of it. It was an art school book put out by somebody who these stories were told to him. And he said that when the Chazan Ish was in Europe, okay, before he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he was, I don't know the ages. He was a big person. I don't know if he was world-renowned yet. I don't know. But he was sitting in the attic all day learning. And his wife was making the parnasa, and she would be something. She had a store of some sort selling material. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember the exact details. But there was a guy who had help out. He would go to the shuk. He would buy for the Chazon Ish's wife. And the Chazon Ish's wife would sell, and that's how they make a parnasa. So the Chazon Ish felt indebted to this person. He felt a karsatov, he felt indebted. And he went over to him and he says, you know what? Let's have a chavrusa. I'll learn with you. You know, is it every day? I don't remember the exact details. We'll learn every day for an hour or so. And as a karsatov. That's like, really? Chazon Ish? Okay, you know. So I think they were learning, I don't know, zvachim or menachos or something. I don't remember the detail. And they were learning. And the Chazon Ish noticed things are not going into this guy's head. It's just not going in. He's not understanding that the Chazar again and again and again. And so the Chazon Ish says to the guy, he says, tomorrow morning, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I want you to meet me by the, you know, by the river or by the lake, wherever it was, and bring your bathing suit. He's like, are you serious? Chazon Ish says, yeah. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, bring your bathing suit. He's like, are you serious? He's like, yeah. Okay. 5 o'clock in the morning, the guy comes. And the Chazon Ish is in the water. In the water. Chazon Ish says, come on. The guy's like, no. I'm coming in the water with you. And what is this? Crazy. Chazon Ish says, come on. The guy's like, no. Finally, the Chazon Ish gets him to come in the water. Okay, guy's supposed to be bathing. He's in the water. I'll show you the story. Right, the guy gets in the water. Chazon Ish splashes him. Right in the face. The guy's like, what? Chazon Ish again splashes him. The guy's like, what's going on? Chazan says, splash me back. Guy says, I'm not splashing you back. You're my Rebbe. I'm not. What are you? This is already crazy. He's going nuts. Chazan gets him getting the eyes red again. Chazan says, splash me back. And the guy finally, he's like angry already. He starts splashing him back. And they have a water fight in the lake, 5 o'clock in the morning in Europe. After that day, Chazan says his head opened up and they were able to learn. The person was so tight. He was either way, he was nervous or he was so tight and busy. It was so tight, nothing was open. Sometimes you have to do mili d'shtusa, kipshuto. Mili d'shtusa, have a water fight with the Chazon Ish, you know, in Europe at 5 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes that's how you have to break open. Fine. That's one point, very important to know about Mishnichnas Adamar B'Simcha. Now, I want to read you something here I saw this morning. In Mishnichnas Adamar B'Simcha, Ladas, there's different deyas, what that means. You know, either, you know, you could eat ice cream every day. That's a way of adding simcha. Some say that's not really what it means. It really means doing more mitzvahs b'simcha. Ladas or Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Yeah? Everybody, we agree to Rav Shlomo Zalman? Good posik. Marbin b'simcha ein perusho laharbos b'pe'ulos shel simcha b'davka. It doesn't just mean adding actions of simcha, which of course it does mean. But not only. Ella, they're quoting this from Halicha Shloma, that's his Sefer on Halacha. We might even have it here. El Iker HaKavana, the main Kavana of Chazal, Mishnechnas Adar, Marbin B'Simcha, Lahasir, to remove Kol Machshavas Daiga Ve'etzev. To remove worries and sad feelings. You have everything. But there's something pulling you away from that everything. A worry. A worry is not real. I mean, nothing's happening right now. It's a worry. We'll talk about worry in a minute. Umemela tisrab hasimcha b'liv. Memela, when you remove the daiga, the worries, memela, the regular simcha can just flow through. We have all the simcha right here, but from here to here, there's a blockage. It's a lot of Torahs and Pinimias. We're not going to get to now, but right, the neck is mitzamtzim. Doesn't allow all that you have, the guy, the checklist. All that he has, read the checklist. He's got, yes, I have that, I have that, I have that, I have that. It's here. This checklist that he has everything can't get to his heart. Why? There's something in the middle. One of the major problems is daiga, worry. So many years I heard, maybe I'm sure I said this. Daiga, of course, you have to say it though. Daiga is Dalid Aleph Gimel Hay. Daiga, right? There's no bays, right? Bays is, daiga is every letter. Except for Beis. It's Aleph. You skip Beis. Gimel, Dalet, Hey. What's the Beis? Bitachon. Bitachon.
I heard bracha. There's no bracha without
No bitachon. If you don't have the Beis of bitachon, then you're left with worries. If you add the Beis of bitachon, then you're a person living. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. You're living the right way. Right? Proper living. So we have to, of course, therefore, simcha is very dependent on removing worries. Removing worries is very dependent on Bitachon, right? Now we're back to our sugya. So let's talk about worry for a second. Worry comes from, you could add if you want, I'll just tell you a few lines that I wrote down. Worry comes from, many places worry comes from, uncertainty, potential, futuristic, negative outcomes. True? Mm-hmm. Worry comes from uncertainty, doubt, and potential, futuristic, negative outcomes. Worry comes from perfectionism, or whether it's unrealistic expectations, or sometimes just expectations. Right? I have normal expectations, but when those normal expectations weren't fulfilled, okay, that's a little different. Worry comes from unrealistic expectations. Worry comes from overthinking the past. Looping through something that happened again and again and again. What if? Maybe it could have changed. Maybe if I would have done that. Maybe if that would have been different. Right? Trying to move pieces. Right? The chess game is over. But if I only would have moved that piece then he starts to create a whole possible outcome. What could have happened? That's great if you're preparing for the next, you know, chess match. But if it's going to hurt you because you made the mistake, you're just worrying about something that's spilled milk. Worry comes from a feeling of lack of control, powerless or unable to influence or change outcomes. True? Mm-hmm. Worry? I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I have the power to do this. Therefore, I'm worried. Worried's in the heart. Worry comes from this also. We have to put this in. It's very important. It could be from, and I this is always like the exception. Worry comes from a biological disposition, a chemical imbalance, or possible early nurturing. Meaning, there could be something with this person that there's a something serious going on. You always put that in. Because not every technique that you try to use will work. Maybe he has a certain disposition. He needs some other help. Right? All of this, this worry, it doesn't talk about anything in the now. In the now, he has everything.
Sin is not on that list.
Worry over what? Past sins or future sins?
Past sin. If a person
so that would be the overthinking their, over the past.
The fear of punishment.
Fear I don't want to talk about. That's also fear. But that's we're here about worry. Worry about punishment?
Yeah.
That could be about overthinking the past maybe. But this is not a full list, and there's many other factors. I wanted to talk about worry because Rosh Hashanah Zalman said daiga, so I wanted to go with daiga. That's a lot of people worry a lot of times. So we have all these worries. The takeaway, we have a whole checklist, we have all the simcha of our life, and all these things are taking away. Now, none of these things, except for, again, the biological disposition, which is always an exception if that's you, there's other ways to deal with it, but bitachon might not be the way fully. But none of these things are actually happening right now. It's a potential futuristic negative, you know, negative outcome, and unrealistic expectations, which is not for the now, it's for the future maybe. or it's now. I've had unrealistic expectations. I didn't make as much as I wanted to make, but it's not. There's nothing true. I didn't actually lose anything. It was my, what's the word in the finances? It was my projection. Projections, right? That's the word. You projected that you were going to make. Certainly not. You didn't make it. You didn't lose anything. You just projected wrong. That was your own mistake or whatever. Nothing's happening right now. Lack of control. You didn't. Nothing. It's a feeling that's not really grounded in anything. So we're talking about a situation where a person has what to be besimcha over. Something's pulling him away, and nothing that he's actually lacking. It's really all in his head and his heart. So where he is. So this is where the sugya bitachon can come in and help a person. How could bitachon help a person who's worrying about uncertainty or futuristic negative challenges or outcomes? How does bitachon help that from what we've learned? I'm worrying now, a person's worrying about some financial inyan that's going to happen in 3 months. And he's worried now.
It's not under your control.
Don't worry, the king could die, the horse could talk.
Give me some bitachon, you know, some statements of bitachon that we're working with.
You can do the actions, but the results are not up to you.
Again, but straight before we get to Ishtadlis, we're going to get to Ishtadlis.
It could be better, would be better.
Hashem knows what's best.
Kodesh Baruch knows what's best. It's from a Kodesh Baruch, he knows what's best. No, but there's a bad thing. But go through it. But a Kodesh Baruch is the one who can take care of everything if he decides. Yeah, but there's a big problem. Yeah, but a Kodesh Baruch is bigger than the problem. Yeah, but does he really know what I'm going through? A Kodesh Baruch has been with you since you're born, right? All of that, that's all of the bitachon in the headspace. It's under his auspices, and the future is in his realm. Of course, again, we're going to get back to this, but of course I have to do Ishtadlis. He created the problem also. That's very important to remember. That's the beginning of everything. He created this inyan. Right? With people, a lot of times, there's a problem, there's an emergency, there's, right? It's there. And then, we have to daven to Hashem. Maybe he can get us out of this. They forget the step one is really that the Borei Olam was the one who created the whole situation. You miss that step, you're really in a bad spot. It's going to be very hard to have any true bitachon if you don't even realize that it's coming from him. Who's it coming from then? It's coming from some Yetzer Hara. It's coming from, who's it coming from? If not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now I'm pitting a Kodesh Baruch Hu against Haman. Even Haman was sent by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, we still have to do our Shtadlis, and that doesn't mean we should just like take it lackadaisical. There's a process. But we have to even remember that's the beginning.
You know, it came from him. Now you're worried because what did I do to deserve what he just did?
So this keeps coming. We have to talk, because I see this is a common theme with you. And that means that's a certain prat that has to be worked on. But if you're even thinking like that, that's good. Even thinking like that. But
I always think like that.
Yeah, but
what did I do to get this? To deserve this?
So what does that come from when a person says, what did I do to deserve this? It means he's not happy with the now. He's not happy with this. I don't deserve this.
No, I do. What did I do?
Okay, we'll get back to this. Worry, doubt, right? This is the whole inyan of a malik. Klal Yisrael gets out of Kriyas Yamsuf, right? They have everything. I mean, at least, you know, they don't have houses yet, but they're with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were taken out of Mitzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing miracles for them. There's mun is falling, I think, already, right? They're good. They have everything. And then they say a line that if not the Torah saying it, you think it's crazy. They say a line, and we all say it. We don't say it out loud, but we say it in our hearts and minds. And it could be that the Torah is telling us what they were thinking and not what they were saying. Hayesh Hashem bekirbenu im ayin. Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu amongst us or not? Many perushim, but let's not leave from the pashut pshat. They just went through 10 makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, the man is falling. They didn't have a little bit of water. Challenge. Is Hashem amongst us or not? Did he like totally leave? That's it. He took us out and he just left us. It sounds crazy. But for the people who are worrying, they have everything. They get to go through the checklist. And then the person's still worrying. And then you ask the guy, what is he saying in his mind? Is Hashem with me or not? What was the next pasuk? Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. Is a Kodesh Baruch amongst us or not? The next pasuk. Anybody? Vayovo amalek. The next pasuk. So how do you look at that? So one way to look at it is, listen, you doubt Hashem, so I'm going to send you up. Here's a punishment. Here's a punishment for you. Here's a malik. Right? You're a bad boy. How could you doubt Hashem after all that? Now you have to deal with a malik. Any other ways? That's probably some, I assume that's the way people probably look at that, if they think about it. What's another way? Is that how everybody thinks about it?
It's describing what you're doing. It's a midah of a malik, a midah of...
So you're going into the drush, what David's saying is that when they said Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin, that's a doubt. Is he amongst us or is he not? I don't know. I'm worried. Is he with... Right? Doubt, suffix, it's a suffix. Not vadai. I don't know. Suffix is gematria, a malik. So in the drush understanding, that doubt that they had created a malik. It isn't a malik. That's what it is. It's actually a malik. That way of thinking is, you're on a malaiki. If you're thinking that way, you're on a malaiki for that minute. That's Haman, that's Purim, right? Yeah. See what could happen. And another way, tied in with this, is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, seems to be, Mida Kenegin Mida. Bitachon, we trust, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always sets up the world for our very best. Every situation, whether it's a struggle, it's a difficulty, it's a tochacha, right? What does tochacha mean? It means rebuke, but we learned in the shir many, many, many weeks ago that tochacham is a toch. It's bringing out your inner potential that has yet to be brought out. And sometimes you have to prod a person in order that he releases his strength, correct? Because if a guy would be complacent, so you just go on his way. But this guy is a very powerful person. He's very smart. He has a lot of abilities. So Kodesh Baruch Hu pokes him. And it hurts, and it's a struggle, and it's a whatever, in order that he has to overcome. I wasn't by the shmooze yesterday, but Rebbe, that's the drasha that Rebbe gave yesterday. But he said apparently he didn't finish off the drasha about the fighting, but the point is that when fighting and breaking happens, then when you come back together, that creates a very strong, a powerful union in your life. Anybody was there? I don't know, I wasn't there. Because I was
He chose to go home and fight with our wives.
Right. So that. So apparently that's what I heard. And then afterwards, a few people. It's good to tell it out. A few people were by him, and he mentioned. I forgot to tell you the point of the drasha. He wasn't feeling well yesterday. I heard was that the fights are supposed to be just a beginning of the tshuva and the reunification. Sometimes you need a break to then bring it back at a higher madriga, which we could talk about at length as well. But that's often what's going on in the Sugya B'Tochen. You have to trust that happens. So a person, you have a Klal Yisrael who's doubting, they're doubting a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're not sure. Is he here or not? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, but I'm here. Of course I'm here. I love you. You're my people. I want to be with you. I just did 10 Makos. I just did Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? Of course I'm here. But the people are still doubting that. I mean, what's a Kodesh Baruch Hu supposed to do? I mean, miracle upon miracle.
Pick a fight. Huh?
He's doing the greatest acts for his nation. And yet still, the nation could say, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu with us? Kodesh Baruch Hu is like, I mean, obviously he doesn't do this, but just for dramatic purposes, Kodesh Baruch Hu is like, what am I supposed to do with these guys? What am I supposed to do? I give them all the good, and they can't appreciate, they can't see. Hashem says, oh, I have another way. I'm going to put them into a big fight.
That's not really so fair.
I'm going to put them into a big fight. I'm going to test Dafka their doubts by sending, right, they're doubting. So I'm going to send another manifestation of doubt called a Malik to attack them, to threaten them, to Dafka make them rely on me, right? You're talking about a nation who has no weapons. They just left Mitzrayim. What are they going to do over here? You have a well-trained Amaleki army, scary, attacking these slaves.
It says they were armed. And we make the drusha that there was one-fifth.
What do you think they had over there?
They took all the wealth out of Mitzrayim.
Okay. They were armed. They're probably not a well-trained army. Yes? Probably not. They're not like, you know, mercenaries. Akoponim, you have this nation attacking them, and they had to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They were forced. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the mountain. He lifts up his hands. When his hands are up, the people were relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They recognized, and we weren't there. And put his hands down. They forgot. It doesn't mean that maybe actually happened. It's the Indian that when they relied on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they were able to overcome. And when they didn't have trust in Emunah, then they lost. This was a test. It was a strength test. It was go to the gym. Go lift the weights. You feel weak? Okay, so we're going to put 100 pounds on you. I just said I feel weak. Why are you putting these weights on me? Sir, that's the way you build muscle. Right? When you feel weak, the way you build muscle is not by saying, I feel weak, and drinking some powder. It's by getting to the gym and putting on extra weight and fighting through that. That's how it works, Midikinikinikin. So if you have a people who are doubting, and we're not judging Kali, so we don't know anything. We're nothing compared to them. But just trying to read and trying to understand for our own lives. That if you see a people that are doubting, is a Kodesh Baruch amongst us? Suffix. So Kodesh Baruch says, I'm going to send you a manifestation of that doubt in a way that it's going to force you to fight. Because in your mind, I could doubt all day long. I could doubt, worry. What's going to stop me? Until something comes in your life that's manifested in the physical realm and makes you step up. Now, nobody wants it. We don't run away. What do you mean? I'm doubting. Why are you sending another test my way? He tries to run away. Hashem says, no, you got to go to the gym. It's the only way out. You can't run. That's your problem. Right? We need the right eyes to see this. This is the B'tochen eyes. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sends a Malik in order to force them to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, we don't want that. You want a nation to attack you? You want challenges? We don't want that. So work on your B'tochen now. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if they wouldn't have doubted, he never would have had to send the Malik.
It says the ring of Achashverosh and Haman did more to bring the Jews to Judaism than all the Nevi'im.
Brought them to a tshuva. And Kodesh Baruch Hu sent Haman. Right? Like I said one, I don't know if I said it here. We know every paragraph where it says, every column, that in the Megillah, if you have a good Megillah, it says on top, what does it say?
Hamelech.
Because who's the Hamelech? Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even though his name is not written in the Megillah at all, he's on every column. Whatever about to happen, HaMelech, right? He's there. What's the gematria? David remembers. What's the gematria HaMelech? Hey, Mem. Let's go letters. Hey, Mem, Lamed Chaf. What's Lamed Chaf? Lamed's 30. Chaf is 20. What does that come together? 20 and 30. 50. 50 is what letter? Nun. Hey, Mem. Nun. Haman. So HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's running Achashverosh, is also running Haman. HaMelech is Gematria Haman. It's the same letters. The whole story is the answer to, is Hashem amongst us or not? The whole story doesn't have Hashem's name in it, but it was Mordechai at Tzadik telling them, there's a Borei Olam, there's a Revech Vahatzala. Right? That's the whole Purim story, which is the fighting of Amalek, which is the fighting of doubt. The whole Indian of Purim, the whole Indian in the story. Don't just run to the end of the story. Because once you run to the end of the story, you're like, yeah, but my story doesn't end that way. Yeah, but in Shushan Habira, when they were nervous, they also didn't think their story was going to end that way. And it did. So you're holding by Shushan Habira when you're Navocha, you're confused. Remember, there's a Borei Olam, there's a Mordechai Tzadik. Let's do a Gematria, yeah? Yesh, right? Yesh Hashem is Hashem. Hayesh Hashem v'kibbeinu ma'ayin. Is Hashem amongst us? What's the gematria? What's the answer to that? Yesh Hashem. There is. Yesh is Yud Shin. It's 310. And what's the gematria? Yud Kei Vav Kei. 26. So it's 336, right? Anybody know what gematria 336 is? Purim. Purim is gematria 336. Exactly. Purim is the answer. Yesh Hashem. I didn't see him. Yeah, he was there the whole time. HaMelech, he's Achashverosh, he's Haman, he's Mordechai, he's Esther. Esther's also a Lashon of Hester Panim. This is the whole Megillah. But if you just jump to the end, if you start partying before you start, then you're missing the point. We have to relive the Megillah, we have to relive the story, we have to feel the down, and trust like Mordechai Tzadik, that he's going to bring us out. The whole Inyan Purim is Bitachon. Emunah Bitachon. So, I venture to say this is a Chiddush, and don't quote me on this, but I would say, again, Chiddush, you could argue with me, but I'm not, that Mordechai Tzadik, when he went out crying and in sackcloth and davening, he wasn't nervous at all. He said, Revech Vatzalah, it's going to happen. So how could he be the same guy, Tzadik, who's so strong in confidence with the Kaddish Baruch, he's going out and crying in the street? How does that happen? Well, he's skits? No. But MSC Blues 100% of Kaddish Baruch take care of them. This is the shtadlus. He wasn't nervous. He wasn't crying out of he's nervous or worried. He's crying because this is what a Kaddish Baruch wants you to do. Because if people are far from him, you go to a party of Achashverosh, and you're far from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Achashverosh is wearing the big day kahuna, according to the Medrash, the vessels of the base of Mikdash, and Kaddish Baruch is going, that means you've totally forgotten everything. So Kaddish Baruch says, I'm going to send those same people against you to force you to see these are not our friends. Right? So Kaddish Baruch Hu makes the entire story. So Mordechai Tzadik, he knows the whole time. He tried to stop them from going, but once they went, he knew what was going to happen. Mordechai knew. So he goes out and his ishtadlus is to act in a way of the way you're supposed to do with tshuva. Tshuva sometimes comes with wearing clothing that's sackcloth and sparking a national prayers and tehillim and tzedakahs and whatever else they were doing. The people were probably very nervous. I don't know. We don't know all the people. They were probably very nervous. But Mordechai wasn't faking it. It's real ishtalas, but it wasn't coming from worry. It was coming from, I know what Kodesh Baruch is going to take care, and I know this is what he wants us to do. He wants tshuva. Bitachon doesn't mean, I know Kodesh Baruch is going to take care, so I could just go back to my room and just, whatever, it'll be okay. Could you imagine Mordechai felt that way? Just, Esther, it's okay, because the Kodesh Baruch is going to take care, Esther's in the palace, she'll figure it out. I don't know how she'll figure it out. The people, they'll be okay, so they'll be a little nervous, it'll be okay. Because I have Bitachon, so I don't have to go out. That's not Bitachon. I don't know what that's called. Bitachon is where it's a combination of trusting in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and doing what you need to do. Not too much, not too little, not out of craziness. He didn't go out of anguish and he was just like losing himself. He proactively went out and brought the people together. Lech Kenos brought the people together and he did what he needed to do. So the whole inyan of the worry, Bitachon, again, there are always exceptions, but Bitachon directly fights against the worry. It takes time. If a person's in a state of worry, if he's actually in a state of worry, it is very important to stop and to think, where is this coming from? And what could I do in my learnings of bitachon? What could help? Doesn't mean it's going to help in a second. But this is how we train ourselves. If you're worried, okay, fine. Stop. What am I worried about? Oh, I'm worried about 6 months from now that thing might happen. Okay. What could we put from now till then? What could we put into my head that would help me? Even if it doesn't change your emotional state right away. But we need to at least put ourselves in the right position. So you go through the areas of bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world. He's the one who's creating the potential problem. He's the one who will be there at the end. He's the one who creates all outcomes. Whatever. You put it in. And then if you need to do hishtadlus, so do hishtadlus. But the point of bitachon is you don't do hishtadlus out of emergency SOS if we're talking 6 months from now. Each situation is different. You do it proactively because this is what a Kaddish Baruch Hu might want you to do, knowing that whatever happens in the end is up to him.
So back to what you originally started with. So you're saying a Kaddish Baruch Hu expected more from Chai Yisrael when they didn't have water to drink?
I can't answer that question.
I mean, all these other things you're bringing, you know, they happened in Shushan, is something that we neglected to do something. Right, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a malik, if you will, to us to remind us of who we're supposed to be. And then Mordechai Tzadik, you know, he much more called. He reminded us of who we're supposed to be, even though he was confident that we would rise to the occasion. But in the first case that you brought, lack of water is what prompted Klal Yisrael to turn around and say, we're thirsty now.
What do they say? What do they say in the Torah? What do they say in the Torah? They say, Hashem, we're thirsty. Can we have a drink? What did they say? We're not judging them, but the Torah brings certain Lashonos. I'm sure there was many people, but the Torah brings certain Lashonos, and they complained.
They complained because they were thirsty.
Fine.
It wasn't like a
test.
It's not like they had, you know, like they drank yesterday, and therefore, and today, you know, we don't have, you know, Kool-Aid or something. We don't
I heard that wasn't a problem. Coca-Cola. The next complaint. It's like
there's many.
That's what I heard. I heard it wasn't.
But it could have been a test.
They said it was a normal request. This is just about Hashem wasn't angry with that.
There's 70 explanations for every pasuk. We're going with one. There are other explanations. We're going with one explanation.
Which is that they were wrong in complaining for water?
Yeah.
It could be the way.
Otherwise,
we don't know exactly, but
I heard it was later complaints.
Fine, again, there's many things. There's many reasons for everything. But we have to read the Torah just straight, and it seems to be one of the added.
The lashon of if God with us or not. Is what brought on Amalek.
There was also complaints before that. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. But why? I just took you out. We don't know. We're not there. But there was a certain test, maybe. Again, maybe. That Hashem wanted them to get to the next Madrega. He said, no water for you. Let's say you react. Yeah. Let's see. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu does that. He takes away things in order to help us, right? He takes away things to see how strong are you in your bitachon. Can you ask nicely? A person doesn't get something. So now, right, with the kids. They didn't get what they wanted. So how do they respond often? Cranky, complainy. Now, no parent likes that. But Hashem doesn't like that either. You tell the kid, listen, if you just ask me nicely, come on. But that takes a certain inner fortitude. That takes a certain pitachon. That takes a certain control. And that's what we have to teach our kids. We have to teach ourselves. Al-Kupanim, there's a combination of pitachon and shalos always. Right? A person, just to end off, we don't speak about this very often because the Chol HaSavavos doesn't, but in terms of well-being, right, worry, and we're trying to put in bitachon, we're trying to put in the proper hishtadlus, whatever the sugya may be, there are other acts of hishtadlus that if you don't have those, the whole system may be thrown off. We're just going to end with this. And this is not bitachon. This is normal way of living. If a person is not eating and drinking properly, if a person is not sleeping properly, if a person is not exercising potentially properly, and if a person is not breathing properly, besides everything else, if you're not doing the proper hishtadlus in your life, all the hishtadlus that you're doing in business might not help calm you down, right? Because you're just not sleeping enough. Very simple. Hishtadlus, when we speak about bitachon and hishtadlus, which, again, you need to really learn the sugya properly and how it works, and we've done that. I trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but I still have to do what I'm supposed to do. That doesn't just mean in the parnassus, in the thing. Yeah, but you're doing the paperwork you're supposed to do, but you're sleeping 3 hours a night. That's also not proper ishtadlus. You're not breathing, you're not drinking, you're not eating properly. Because you're just trying to do all the ishtadlus because this is what you think Hashem wants you to do. But if you're taking a hit on other parts of your life, then that's not the proper ishtadlus either. Again, so it's a big sugya. But our worries, there's a lot of places it's coming from. We have to stop it. We have to figure out where it's coming from. See what the problem is. If you don't do this, you'll never know. And then even speak it out. Or, you know, the answer always has to be Yesh Hashem Bikirbeinu. It's always the answer. Even if we start, is he not? The answer is Yesh Hashem Bikirbeinu. Purim, sometimes you have to drink a little bit, you know, to loosen yourself up. I'm not talking about drinking in general. I'm saying in Purim, you drink a little to loosen yourself up. Like the Chazon Ish. You splash, loosen up a little bit. That's what it means. Adelo yada. Sometimes our ideas. Oh, I know this. I know that. Right? Yosef das. I don't know how it ends. Mishlei. Yosef das. Yosef machov. The more das. Sometimes the more you know, the more painful it is. Because you've already worked out. I know exactly how it's going to be in 6 months from now based on the projection. Buddy, you need to relax a little bit. You need to go in the water with the Chazon Ish. You need to splash yourself off a little bit. Doesn't take away from bitachon. Doesn't take away from ishtadlus. Do all you have to do. Sometimes we're too tight. Okay, Mirat Hashem. We'll continue next week.